Last week we started the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav on the days. The Mishnah sounds like Hashechet b'magal yad, sounds like Hashechet b'dieved. The opening Mishnah says Hakol shachnim, that sounds like Hatchila. Ushchitosim shere sounds like b'dieved. So here also, Hashechet, if you shechted with a magal yad, with these kind of things, is good b'dieved. So the Gemara says the first instrument that's mentioned in the Mishnah, the magal yad, is some kind of a hand sickle that has double-edged blade. On one side it has pegimus, on the other side it's smooth. So if you shecht on the side that has all the pegimus up and down like a saw, so that'll be an avela, so that won't be good at all. So if you shecht on the other side, the smooth side, that's only good b'dieved, because we're concerned if you'll allow him to shecht on the correct side, he may shecht on the incorrect side. Okay, so the Gemara said the first line in the Mishnah we understand. The Gemara said, "Hashechet b'di'evid en l'chatchila loy." Why is it only good b'di'evid? B'shleima b'magal yad, that instrument. I understand why it's only good b'di'evid. Why? Dilma osi lemevad b'idach gisa. He made by mistake shecht on the wrong blade. He'll use the blade that has the begimis. Ella, the next line in the Mishnah. Mishnah has three instruments: b'magal yad, b'tzura b'kona. So a tzura is a sharp rock, and a kona is a blade of grass. A blade of grass, sometimes very sharp, you can cut your finger. So why is b'magal yad? Why is el tzura b'kona l'chatchil aloi? Why is it only good b'dieved? Or a mini, we have a contradiction from a Tosefta where it says b'ferish bakol shochtim. Sounds like l'chatchil. You can use any instrument that's sharp to shecht, b'im b'tzur, sharp rock. Bein b'schuch is a sharp piece of glass. A broken piece of glass is sharp. Bein mikrum shalkana, or a sharp edge of a blade of grass. So that says that it's good lechatchila b'kol shachtin. It's good lechatchila. So why does the Mishnah say it's only hashechet b'dieved? Emfid the Gemara lo kashe kam betolish kam b'mechuma. The brisa that says that you can shecht lechatchila with a sharp edged stone, or with a krum shalkana. That goes if it's tolush. And the Mishnah that says that it's only good b'dieved, that goes if it's mechuber. What's wrong if it's mechuber? So the Gemara is going to quote it's a machlokes hatanoim, Rebbe and Reb Chiya. So Rebbe holds that we paskin in Yeruday if he shech b'mechuber is possible b'dieved, based on Xeris HaKosuf. So the Gemara is going to say the Mishnah goes like Reb Chiya, which is unusual. Rebbe is the one who edited the Mishnayos. So one would have thought that he would edit the Mishnayos in favor of his opinion. So that a lot of times you have a Mishnah which Rebbe edited, and it leaves out Rebbe's opinion. Take for example, we learned Sanhedrin. We spent a couple of years learning Sanhedrin. So the opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin says Didi Mamanis Bishloisha, and the Gemara quotes a Tosefta Rebbe Yomer Bachamisha. So Rebbe's opinion is that a Dintura and Didi Mamanis needs five Dayorim. How come he didn't record it in the Mishnah? So on the bottom of the page, you have the Tosefta in the back of the Gemara after the Rif. So they have the Tosefta on Sanhedrin. So on the bottom of the page, they quote from the Sefer HaKrisis. That's a Sefer on Kolalei HaShas, written by one of the Balei HaTosas, the Rashmi Kinen. So he poses this question: how come Rebbe's opinion is Dinim Amunis Adva Chamisha? Rebbe didn't author the Mishnah, so he edited the Mishnah. How come he didn't include his opinion in the Mishnah? So the Sefer HaKrisis says Rebbe was honest and he knew his opinion was not accepted, so he left it out of the Mishnah. Just because he's the editor in the Mishnah, he's not going to push for his agenda. He knows that he was outvoted, so he left it out. Yeah, but over here we do paskin like Rebbe. Over here we do paskin like Rebbe. That if you shech ben b'chub, it's a psul deraisa. the behemoth or the chicken will be an avelim in atur. So it's very unusual, the way the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah goes like Reb Chiya, that if you shech with a knife or a sharp blade of grass or a stone that's still attached to the ground, b'dieved it'll be good, but l'chatchili not allowed to. Why are you not allowed to? Because they may not do a good job. When you shecht, you have to hold, if you're a righty, you have to hold the knife in your right hand, you have to hold the chicken in the left hand, or you have the goyim hold the chicken, and the sheikh has to shecht. If he doesn't have use of the knife is mechuba l'karka. See, he can't function well. So there's a chashash l'chatchili, you shouldn't shecht like that, because he may make it nevela. He may press the animal down on the sharp stone instead of fiddling the stone back and forth. He may do a drasa, he may make it nevela. So that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah that says, b'dieved, sur v'kona is good, shchitos ikshe b'dieved, goes alibe de Reb Chiya, and the Mishnah is talking about a stone or a sharp blade of grass that's still mechuba lekarka. So lechatchila we wouldn't recommend at all to shech ben mechuba lekarka, but the Diabed the Mishnah says it's good.
And if I have a knife that's not mechuba lekarka, can I take the chicken's neck and run it back and forth over the knife?
That's good. That's shechita.
Yeah.
That's also good. The Gemara is going to have later like that. Yeah. That is good. So that's how the Gemara answered. Loi kashi kam betolosh kam ben mechuba. Why the Omer Rav Kahane? Rav Kahane zan Amar. He said over that this was a machloikes. Hashechet ben mechuba lekarka. If you shech the behemah chicken with a knife or a sharp instrument that's attached to the ground, Rebbe Paisel. We happen to paskin like Rebbe. Rebbe holds his paskin even b'diavad. Rav Chiya machshe. So now the Gemara is explaining, and the Mishnah goes ben mechuba. The tzur or the kana is mechuba. Vaad kan lekam machshir apchiela b'diavad. Avol lachatchila loy. Lachatchila shouldn't shech because you won't be able to negotiate. You won't be able to navigate. If you can't move the knife, it's mechuba lekarka. There's a famous there are dinim where we distinguish between karka and metaltum. Let's say, how do you transfer ownership or property? So if you're selling karka, the one form of kinyan works. If you sell metaltum, it's a different form of kinyan. Or let's say the din is there's no einish boy malakarkois. You can't be chai b'shvur deraisa if the issue that we're fighting about is karka. If it's metaltalim, you can have sometimes a shvur deraisa, but it be mixas and shvur seirechod. But there's no din of shomer man karka, no din of shmir on karka, or on metaltalim. So the difference is a lot of differences lalach between there's no din of no on karkois, but if you cheated someone in selling karka, lachatchili not allowed to cheat. But even if you did cheat, if it's karka that you overcharged, so there's no din of vayno, but even there's no penalty. I'm a tatlim, there's a penalty. Sometimes you have to give back the amount of money that you cheated him. So whenever there's a difference between karka and tatlim, so there's a machlekes hatanaim, what's the status of an Eved Kanaini? So we pass on abodim hukshul karkos. Eved Kanaini has the same din as karka. He does, even though the Eved Kanaini walks and he's not attached to the ground, it's a metaltel. But it's a pasuk. The pasuk says that when you have an Eved Ivri and the owner of the Eved Ivri dies, so the Eved Ivri goes free. He doesn't go birushit to the Yorshin. And an Eved Kanaini state to his nachalta mosim levnechem achrechem lereshes achuz asoylam liolam bohem tavoid. The Eved Kanaini goes birushit. He doesn't go free b'sheish. He doesn't go free b'yoyvel. And Eved Ivri goes free b'sheish. After 6 years, the Eved Ivri goes free b'yoyvel when Yom Kippur of Yoyvel comes. But the Eved Kanaini state the Hisnachalta Moisim. And the word Nachalo in Achuz HaSoilam, these are terminology, these are expressions that apply by Karka. Nachalo is by Karka. If my father died, he leaves me a lot of money in the bank, that's called the Yerusha. My father leaves me Karka, that's called Nachalo. Achuz HaSoilam. Achuz HaSoilam sounds like Karka. So the Gemara says, Avodim Hukshu LeKarkois. The Eved Kanaini, the Chumash uses Lashonis of Nachalo. And Achuz of Eved Kanaini is a simid that Avarim HaHukshu, they're compared. There's a Hekesh. Eved Kanaini has all the dinim like Karkam, and they get to which Kinyonim work, that there's no din of Ainoah, and there's no din of Shomrim, and all the various halachas. So the Mishnah says later, if you shecht, let's say a person has a sharp fingernail. A lot of the Moilim have sharp fingernails. There's a person with a sharp fingernail, and he wants to shech the chicken or a turkey, and his fingernail is so sharp he can shech with the fingernail. So the Mishnah says that it's no good. So the Mishnah says, why is it no good? Because it's mechuber, because the fingernail is attached to the body. Then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, what if you have a leg of an animal, and the animal has a toenail on the bottom, and you're going to shech with the sharp toenail? So state also in Shulchan Aruch that it's no good. That's called mechuber. So the Osamech asks in his Seif on the Rambam, how did they know that that a toenail of an animal is also called mechuba? Mechuba to what? Maybe the din is avodim hukshu lekarka. If you shech ben mechuba, we paskin like Rebbe. Shech ben mechuba is no good. So if you shech with a fingernail of an Eved Kanaini, avodim hukshu lekarka. So that's why you can't shech with an Eved Kanaini's fingernail. What about a ben churin? Do you say avodim hukshu lekarkos only goes on Eved Kanaini? What about a free person? A free person is also hukshu lekarkos. So that's a famous machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of Kiddushin and Avov. So Tosfos says even b'decher and arosu hukshul karkos, and Rashi thinks only abonim. Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. So the Or Samech says maybe when it says in the Mishnah, if you shochet b'tziporin, it's no good. Maybe it goes tziporin of a nebuchadnezzar or tziporin of a person. Maybe it's exerid or abonim. Abonim hukshul karkos and b'decher and otu abonim. But how do you know to go so far? Even the toenail that's attached to the leg of the animal, if the animal is dead already, and you cut off the toe and you hold on to the toenail by holding on to the toe, so that's like a knife. You have a handle on a knife. So you're going to say the blade of the knife is mechuber to the handle, it's mechuber, it's puzzle. No, the handle is a handle for the blade. So if you have a whole leg of the animal and you're going to shecht with the toenail that's attached to the long leg, that's possible. It's in Shulchan Aruch because that's called mechuber. So the Osamech, if you only have the toe, so the toe is considered like a handle of the toenail. So the Osamech says, how did the Shulchan Aruch know that the toenail that's attached to the long leg is mechuber? Well, mechuber, it's a talush. The leg is talush. He understands that it should be mechuber would be if it's mechuber to an evakneini. That's his tiny. So he answers the kasha, and he said that's a mistake. Avodim hukshu lekarkois, when there's a din that distinguishes between karka and metaltalim. So whenever you're dealing with, let's say, einish boy mala karkois, and there's no din of shomim on karkois, no din of oinoa on karkois, kinyonim. Whenever you distinguish between karka and metaltalim, so avodim hukshu lekarkois. But here, by shechting b'mechuber, the Gemara didn't say karka versus metal. Gemara says mechuber versus talush. So it's a different word, mechuber. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch assumes. You can't say avodim have a din of mechuber. An eved is not a mechuber. An eved hukish lekarka. But over here it's not a word of karka versus metaltlin. It's a word of talush versus mechuber. So if the Mishnah says later that if you shech with tziporin, you shech with a toenail, or it's shecht with a fingernail, it's puzzle. You can't say because I am dinik karka and the fingernail is mechuba lekarka. Yeah, it's a mechuba lekarka, but there is no din of karka over here. It's a din of mechuba versus tolush. That's the lotion of the Gemara. The Gemara has like that. Mechuba lekarka is the lotion. What was the lotion? The Omer of Kahana has shecht be mechuba lekarka, Rebbe Posev Reb Chima. It doesn't say mechuba. Mechuba lekarka is a word. Yeah, that's what the Or Samech says.
Surgeons can do surgery with a laser beam. Can you do a shechita with a laser beam?
How does the laser beam function?
It doesn't bleed.
Burns.
Heat. Burns it? I don't think so. You have to apply pressure. No. You have to apply pressure. You have to fiddle back and forth also. If you apply pressure just to push down, it's no good. If it burns, also no good. If it burns, it's not called a shechita. By Bris Mila, that's a shaila. They had an article in the newspaper around 20 years ago. They wrote up the first time in the history that a hemophiliac had a Bris Mila in Yerushalayim, I think, because they used laser beam. And it didn't bleed. So that's a big shaila. I'm Hotish Cambrera. If he has a hemophilia, so he can do Bris Mila in such a way that it's going to bleed. So some hold that the haptofas dam is miyakev, so the person can't have a bismillah, period. Okay, but it's better than nothing. So they burnt off, they used the laser beam, and they burnt off the orla. So according to, they didn't say brachim, because it's according to many, you're not yotze the mitzvah. The Gemara says when you have to do ritziah, if you have an eved ivri, and it goes free after 6 years, and he says he doesn't want to go free, haptias hadani asishtev is banai lo yotze chapshe, he wants to stay on. So it says in the Chumash, in Chumash Dvarim it says, in Chumash Mishpatim it says, you have to take v'lokach ba'martzeya. You have to take a martzeya and you have to make a hole in the hard part of the ear, not the soft part. The hard part, and then it remains until yovel. So there, the Gemara says, if you use a sharp chemical to burn a hole in the hard part of the ear, you're not yotze the mitzvah of ritzia. It has to be done by using pressure. So it's based on that Gemara that some of the recent Achrayim wrote that by a Bris Mila you have to use pressure. If you'll burn off the Or Horla by using a chemical, so then you're not yotze. So that's what that was a machlokes, whether you can use a laser beam to do a Bris Mila. But Shechita for sure, I think that not. If that's the way it works, that it burns off, it burns something off, that's not called Shechita. Shechita, you have to use pressure. It has to be Koyach Gavra. have to use pressure to remove it.
When the kayin does malika, right, there's no concern if you use the fingernail, there's no concern that it's attached.
Yeah, it is a concern. The Mishnah is going to say kasha b'malika, pasal b'shchita, kasha b'shchita, pasal b'malika. If he does malika with a knife, it's pasal. If he does shchita on chulin, malika is only good on kochin, on chatasav and olasav. If you do shchita on chulin with a fingernail, it'll be nevela. And if you do malika with a knife, it'll be pasal. That's a Mishnah later, in the end of the first parak. Yeah.
Guzman did malika in the fire.
Pardon me?
If Guzman did malika in the fire.
Really? Okay. The Gemara is going to introduce the different halachas. See, when you have something growing in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayv to be mafresh trumas and maestris, and the laws of Shemitah apply. That's not a din of karka versus metatlon. Let's say if you have a flower pot, you have a pot that's not attached to the ground, and it's suspended. Let's say you have a pot on top of the roof, and it's not yonik from the ground of Eretz Yisrael. So the offer in the flower pot is considered chutzlort, just because it's in the latitude and longitude of Eretz Yisrael, but the offer is not mechubel karka. So in the Torah, it's not chayv in shumas and maisus. It'll only be mederabon. And if you have an otzit she'ein or nakuv. If you have an otzis, a flower pot, that's nokov, has a hole on the bottom, so then it'll be yonik through and through, it'll be yonik from the offer. But if you have layers and layers of steel, and then you have a flower pot with a hole in the bottom, the yonik is not going to go through the steel. The yonik sometimes goes through a floor, but it's not going to go through stainless steel. So then that's considered, so there it's not a din of karka versus metalton, it's not a din of mechuba versus tolich. It's a din, is it yonik from Eretz Yisrael? If it has a yinika from Eretz Yisrael, then it has the mitzvah satlis bars. If it does not have a yinika from Eretz Yisrael, it's not. That's a third din. And then you have, the Gemara is going to have by Avodah Zorah. The Gemara quotes on the next daf, in the middle of Tezayinim and Aleph, it says on the side, Dvarim, chapter Yud Beis. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Chumash, that when we come to Eretz Yisrael, Abeiti Abdun, it's called Amakarmas, Hashorav Dusham, Hagaymas, Alaheim, Al Haharim. We have a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zorah. In Eretz Yisrael, it's more important than in Chutz Lars. We have to have a clean Eretz Yisrael. So it has to be clean, physically clean. Shouldn't throw garbage all over the place. And should be clean spiritually. You shouldn't have Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Lars also there's a mitzvah to do beer Avodah Zarah. If I buy a house and I find Avodah Zarah, it's my mitzvah to burn it. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a bigger mitzvah. You have to go out of your way even more so than in Chutz Lars to destroy. So the pasuk has an expression, "Abeiti Abdon," you should destroy, as "Alaheim Al Haharim." We should destroy the Avodah Zarah. They always used to build the church, or used to put the gechka on top of the mountains. Everyone should look up to the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara has a famous comment on that, "Alaheim Al Haharim, Lai Haharim Alaheim." What if the goyim worship the mountain itself? So mechubah doesn't become osa b'hanoah by Avodah Zarah. It has to be dafka tolish. So the Gemara there says in Avodah Zarah, that's a different din. That doesn't depend on Yenika, it doesn't depend on Karka versus Metatlon, doesn't depend on Mechuba versus Tal, it's a different din. The Gemara said, let's say you have an apple tree, and apples fall down from the tree when they're ripe. Or let's say you have a hen lays an egg, and the egg is sitting on the ground. Nobody picked up the apple yet, nobody picked up the egg. So that's Tolush. That's not Mechuba, that's Tolush. The Gemara says, if someone deifies the egg or the apple and he worships it, it's going to be muta b'hanoah. Why? That's a different din. Yesh bo tfisas yadadam versus emo tfisas yadadam. After the apple falls down from the tree, if I pick it up and I put it down, that's called man-made. That's called the man manufactured the apple. When the apple falls down from the tree and the hen lays an egg, no one touched it yet, so that's min hashamayim. Man didn't this. That's a natural item. If you pick up the egg and then you put it down, you pick up the apple, then you put it down, that's considered as if you had a yesh bo tfisas yaradam, as if the getchka was mine, and then I deify it, so that's considered as if I made that. So there the din is, it's not karka versus metaltalim, the apple that falls down from the tree and the hen that lays the egg, the hen is tolush and the egg is tolush. It's a vort of yesh bo tfisas yaradam versus emo tfisas yaradam. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, we're going to get Rashi and Tosfos don't agree later in second parak. But the Rambam writes, if you bow down to a behemoth, if you deify behemoth, holy cow, in India, a lot of people still worship animals, live animals. So if you worship live animals, the Rambam writes, it's the exact same din as worshipping a mountain. It's called Ein Bo Tvisas Yadodim. Even though the live animal is metatalim, it's tolush, it's metatalim, no two ways about it, but it's called Ein Bo Tvisas Yadodim. It's a different word. And sometimes you deify karka. The Gemara says, let's say I have a field. If I deify someone else's field, I bow down to someone else's field. So then Rashi writes over here, Eilon Amos Adobashen Shaloi. I can, my machshove, if I go into your kitchen and I mix flesh with milk and I make basa b'cholav, you don't say Eilon Amos Adobashen Shaloi. I made a treif, or I pour chazesh malts into your soup, I make a treif. You don't say Eilon Amos Adobashen. Eilon Amos Adobashen Shaloi means when you need das ha'odam. So my das to worship of it is or it can't relate to someone else's property. So if I deify your farm, it doesn't become osmano. If I bow down to my own farm, it should have been able to become osmano. But because it's karka, so it doesn't become osmano. So the Gemara says, what about chafa bo? I feel that the way to deify, the way to worship the field, I have to dig a little bit. Let's say this is the field. I have to dig a little bit over here, dig a little over there, and then I bow down to it. So then the Gemara says, and Abba Rizor does become us. But the field is mamish karka. It's mamish karka. No, but it's karka yeshbo tvisis yadoda. The person dug a little bit. So you have karka mamish does become us because yeshbo tvisis yadoda. Then you have the egg. The hen lays the egg, and the apples fall down from the tree. That's called einbo tvisis yadoda. The live animal, the Rambam said, einbo tvisis yadoda. It's absolutely tolush. It's absolutely metaltalim. So that's in Gansan a different word. Each area is a different din. Sometimes it depends on karka versus metaltalim. Sometimes it depends yeshbut tvisas yadonim, emot tvisas yadonim. Sometimes it depends on mechuber versus tolush. And sometimes it's a word of mechuber la karka, and sometimes a word of mechuber. By shchita, the Mishnah says if you shecht with a fingernail, is mechuber, it's not mechuber la karka. If it's attached to a behemoth, it's not. That was Yosamech's kashin. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say you can't shecht with a toenail that's attached to the leg? It's a din mechuber. It's not a din mechuber. The kag din mechuber. It's puzzle.
But behemoth, if I were to shear the behemoth or do something else and then be oifidim, so is that a tvisas yad like by picking up the egg?
It should be. Probably should be. The Mishnah talks about the pasuk of Chumash says. Asherim tisrufum ba'ish, and Asher is a tree that the Nochrim in Eretz Yisrael before Yeshua ben Nun came in Eretz Yisrael, the Nochrim worshipped the trees. So the Gemara says, how can the tree become us? It's mamish elahem alahorim alahorim elahem es mechuba lakarka. So the Gemara says, if they planted it l'shem avod zarah, that's called yesh bo tvisas yadada. What the Mishnah has, let's say there's a tree that's growing. And it's sloppy, and he wants to deify the tree, so he takes a machine to trim it, he trims it down, and then he deifies it, then he worships it. So the Mishnah says that's also yesh bo tvisas yadada. So the mechuba does become us.
You spoke about the nail of an animal. If I would use, let's say, the horn of an animal or a bone and sharpen it, and use that, would that be the same situation?
Same thing. So if you cut off the horn. That's the knife. It's good, but if you have the whole head, so if the head is like a handle, it makes it easier to cut with the horn. So that's like
so
a handle.
So if I detach the claw from the finger of the animal, that
right?
Would be okay.
Yeah, then the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. That is correct. So that's how the Gemara again. And Tezvav and Beis, and more interprets the Mishnah. Avshechet b'diyeved, b'tzur b'kona is good b'diyeved. The Mishnah goes against Rebbe, even though he paskal like Rebbe. Rebbe was so humble, he left his opinion from the Mishnah, even though he accepted, even though his opinion, the consensus was like Rebbe. We paskal like Rebbe over here. He left it out of humility. Okay. The Gemara says in the end of sight, the Mishmeis Rebbe batla anova. He was unusually humble. So he left out his opinion here, even though it is the accepted opinion. So the Mishnah goes that it's mechuber. Tzur b'kona is mechuber. So l'chatchila you shouldn't shecht ben mechuber. Even according to Rabchia holds, but yeah, but it's good. But l'chatchila you shouldn't because he won't be able to navigate with it. Frag the Gemara, but Mayu Kimta, how did you that sign the Mishnah? Kirapriya ubidiyevid. The Mishnah goes, bidiyevid, if he shecht ben b'chuber, it's good if he did a proper shechita. Frag the Gemara, elohod tanya, what do you do with the following? Bryce in the Tosefta. Bakol shochtim, it says, you're allowed to shecht lechatchila with anything, bein betolish, bein b'mechuber. Sounds like a chatchila. Bakol shochtim, you can shecht lechatchila with any instrument, bein betolish, bein b'mechuber. Ben Shasakan Lamaila Vitzabi Behemu Lamato. The normal way they always used to shecht was they would turn the animal upside down. You have to shecht over here, you can't shecht from the back because the knife is going to bump into the spine. So you have to shecht over here. So normally you turn the animal on his back and then the shechet holds the knife on top and he shechts like this. What if you have the reverse? Let's say they have pens where they have the animal suspended. And the shechet shechts from the bottom up. He shechts upside down. The animal is on top. So many are makbid, that's called shechita tluya. The animal is suspended and the shechet is standing below and he's shechting a heavy animal. By chickens, they don't do like that. By behemoths, they do like that. Put him in a pen. So many chassidish don't allow it lechatchila because there's such a shach, and such a comment that we're afraid if you're shechting the animal is heavy and you're shechting with the knife on the bottom, the animal may weigh down on the knife and it'll be drasa. One of the five, shia drasa, chalad, argam, avika, the five dinim and shechita. So drasa means if you have the neck of the animal, you have to fiddle back and forth. If you put the pressure pushing down like this, so that's drasa, that's called nevela. So if you have the heavy animal is on top and the knife is on the bottom, or if the animal may weigh down on the knife, it'll come out that it did a shechita, a drasa, so that's no good. So some say lechatchila shouldn't allow. This brisa and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch says beferish natza, says muta lechatchila. You don't have to worry about drosa. The Gemara quotes the brisa, bakol shochtim, any instrument can be used bein betolish bein memechuber, and then any position is acceptable, whether the sakan is lamailo or the sakan is lamata. Bein shasakan lamailo v'tzav behembo lamata. That's traditionally in Europe. They have the animal lay down on the floor and have the people hold the animal down. It shouldn't jump around. It's going to jump around. It's going to make it in the veiler. And then the shechet shechts on top. Bein shasakin lamata v'tzav behembo lamaila. You don't have to. Rashi says you don't have to be concerned about the possibility that the heavy weight of the animal is going to weigh down. Here's the second wide line in the Rashi. On the bottom of the Amud, three lines from the bottom of the Rashi, and it's the second verse. You're not concerned. Maybe the neck of the animal will weigh down. Means to fiddle back and forth. So you're not afraid of that. Halacha says it's mutar lechatchila. Says befeirush. Rabbi Soloveitchik permitted it. When the government insisted because of Tzav Bal Chayim that you have to have the animals in a pen, so the shaila was, would you allow them to have Shechita Tluya, the animal suspended on top and the Sheikh is going to shecht like this? And so Lechik said that it says in the Gemara and the Rambam, it says in Mutar Lechatchila. So a lot of the Chassidish Shechtim didn't allow it. They made a whole fight about that. But they, Rabbi Ganak showed them that the Gemara and the Rambam said beferish that is good. So they say they know it's good. But if they'll allow it, so the other chassidish will say that they're apikursim and they says nevela. So they had to go along with the chassidish chumra that you can't shecht the behema lamaila and the sakan lamat. But the Gemara said beferish is mutar lechatchila to shecht like that. The Gemara, in fact, akasha here the brayser says is mutar lechatchila to sefte b'kol shecht and bein betolish bein mechuber. It says mutar lechatchila to shecht bein mechuber. Frag the Gemara, mani, whose opinion is it? Whose shita is it? Loi Rabbi v'loi Rab Chiya. I Rab Chiya, according to Rab Chiya, that if you shecht ben mechuber is good b'di'evad, it's only good b'di'evad, l'chatchila it's no good b'di'evad and l'chatchila loi. That's what we just interpreted in Mishnah. A shechet b'di'evad goes on the tzur and the kohen because it's I Rabbi. If the brisa that the sefti goes like Rabbi b'di'evad nami loi, even b'di'evad the shechita is no good. A shechita ben mechuber is possible even b'di'evad. The Gemara says, what's with that brisa? How do you deal with this Tosefta that says it's mutar lechatchila to shecht b'mechuber? It's the loike Rabbi, the loike Rab Chiya. And for the Gemara, maybe we have to say over what we said before. Maybe what we said before is not correct. Le'olam Rab Chiya afilo lechatchila. The vav doesn't belong there. My Gemara says va'afilu lechatchila. It shouldn't say vav. It should say le'olam rapchia afilu lechatchila. The olam the pshat is rapchia disagrees with Rebbe, holds that even lechatchila you're allowed to shecht b'mechuber. And this tosefta that says ba'kol shecht means lechatchila b'metolish b'mechuber. That's like rapchia. I the Mishnah says that it's only good b'di'evit. It's not good lechatchila the tzur and the kana, and that goes on mechuber. The Gemara is going to say that goes like Rebbe. I better according to Rebbe, mechuber is no good even b'di evid. Talking the mission say b'di evid. It's good. Mar says now there are two kinds of mechuber. Did it originally grow from the ground? Mamish mechuber. That's going to take a blade of grass that's attached to the ground. That's the way it grew. So that's mamish mechuber. So that Rebbe will possibly even b'di evid. But the Mishnah says that b'di evid, the tzur in the corner is good b'di evid. Lachatchila no, that goes on todosh el b'sof chibro. If the thing basically is detached from the ground and then you cemented it, let's say the tzur. If it's a rock in a mountain, a very sharp rock that's mamish attached to the ground, so how can you shecht a chicken or a behemoth on a rock? You're going to have to move, like you said, you're going to have to move the neck of the behemoth back and forth. That's good. That's not drossa. That's fiddling. Maybe that's good. So if it's mamish a rock, that's mechuber lekarka. That's the way it grew. Sheshes may breishes. So then mechuber is possibly even b'di'evit. But if you had a sharp thing and you cemented it to the ground, that's toldush el b'sof chibroi. So that lechatchila I should treat it like mechuber, but b'di'evit it'll be kosher because toldush el b'sof chibroi is dinik et toldush, not dinik et mechuber. That's what the Gemara for emphasis. So they say li'oilam rabchi afilu lechatchila. Rabchi's shita is that even lechatchila you're permitted to shecht ben mechuber. And the Tosefta that says ba'kol shochtim you can shecht lechatchila ben betolish ben mechuber goes like Rabchi'a. So how come Rav Kahane quoted the machlokes Rebbe Rabchi'a in a case of b'di'evit hashecht ben mechuber lekarka? Why the kamif legi b'di'evit? Why did Rav Kahane record the machlokes only b'di'evit? Not because of Rabchi'a. The Rabchi'a is only machsh b'di'evit. No, that Rebbe passels even b'di'evit. The Rebbe, Rav Kahane quoted the machlokes Rav Chiya and Rebbe to b'di'evit case to tell you that Rebbe holds even b'di'evit it's no good. But the Mishnah says b'di'evit it is good, and we said pshat in the Mishnah tzur v'kana goes on mechuber, it's good b'di'evit l'chatchila. No, how can it be? According to Rav Chiya, it's good l'chatchila. According to Rebbe, it's even possible b'di'evit. So the Gemara says no, there are two kinds of mechuber. Ve'el masnis in the Tanah Sheikh b'di'evit and l'chatchila la mani. Who is it? La Rebbe la Rebchi afil lechatchila zmuti. I Rebbe is even b'di'evit. It's no good. And for the Gemara has two terutzim. So let's see. Liodem Rebchi afil lechatchila. Maybe the Mishnah goes mechuber and it's even with the lechatchila. I masnis in the Ketanya Shechet. Maybe the Mishnah goes like Rebbe. Fe Gemara b'kasha de Rebbe ad Rebbe. Gemara says b'kasha. Gemara says we jumped ahead. The Gemara says that there are two kinds of mechuber. There's tolush el b'sof chibroi. And there's mechuber meikore. So that's what the Gemara says. Rebbe passels if it's mechuber, kama mechuber meikore. But if it's tolosh, it's b'sav chibroi, so then meikore din is really tolosh. What does it mean, tolosh, it's b'sav chibroi? Yeah?
Why should it make a difference?
Yeah, we have to explain what does it mean. So Taisus and Gittin explained. Let's say there's a din. If you write a get ben mechuber, it's no good. So what does it mean a get ben mechuber? So Taisus explains, if you plant a tree and it takes root in the ground, that's mechuber lekarka dinik karka. But it started off as a detached. I took a sapling and I took a branch and I planted it in the ground. Once it's hishrish, once it takes root, so that's called mechuber mamish. But if I have a lamppost or if I have a telephone pole that's wooden and I put it in the ground and I pour a lot of cement, that's not hishrish, that doesn't take root. Or I build a house. I have a foundation, I have a lot of cement and so on, it's attached to the ground. That's called toldosh el b'sof chibur. So that's what the Gemara says. Mechuber lekarka, dina kekarka, that's if hishrish. But if loy hishrish, I just attached it with cement to the ground, or I stuck it into the ground, have a tall post, and it's deep in the ground, and it's holding. So that's dina kitoldish, that's not mechuber lekarka, dina kekarka. So that's what the Gemara distinguishes within Rebbe. The Rebbe holds a mechuber, if hishech ben mechuber is possible, but yeved, that's only if it's mechuber meikorei. Let's say you have a mountainside and you have a sharp-edged rock over there that's so sharp you can shecht. You can shecht by moving the chicken back and forth. You can't move the rock. The rock is solid. The rock is attached to the ground. So that'll be possible even b'di'evit. That's mamish mechuber. But if I have a sharp item that I cement to the ground, or I have a sharp knife and I stick it into the wall and it's temporarily held into the wall, that's Tolosh L'Besav Chibur V'Loi Hishvish, that's really not Dinuk Mechubur, that's Dinuk Tolosh. That's the Gemara's distinction. Then the Gemara says, Minot Temro, and how can you, where do I come off to make such a statement? What do you come off to say? Dushoni lon, we distinguish between mechuber meikor l'tolosh b'sav chibur. Do you have a mocker to distinguish between them? Zagmar, yeah, the Tanya, because we have a brisa that doesn't read straight. The brisa seems to have a contradiction regarding mechuber, whether mechuber the shechita is good or no good. The Tanya, we have the following brisa here, four lines from the bottom. Ashechid b'muchani shechitasek sheira. Muchani is what we call a machine. The fella has like a Ferris wheel, like a mill. How do they have a water mill? So they have they used to make a mill by the round thing, by the water, and the river was flowing this way, so the river would get caught in the slats in the mill, and it would move like that. So the fella has such a contraption. He has knives. He has one knife and many knives like that, and the river is going, and this wheel keeps on going. And then he can have a conveyor belt. He can have the chickens coming exactly when the knife is about to hit, and it's going to shecht, or he'll hold the chicken in the right place. So what's the din? So the Gemara is going to distinguish. The din says in the Mishnah has a case. Let's say a person is sitting and he fell asleep. He has a very sharp knife on his lap, and then he wakes up and he stands up and the knife falls down and accidentally it shechts the chicken exactly perfect job. So that's no good, because shechita needs, you don't need kavana l'shechita. The Adam Achleikis, but shechita tzicha kavana, so we pass from shechita in it tzicha kavana. Cherushat v'kotten, who shecht is also good, but you need koach gavra. So there's no koach gavra, but the person has to know what he's doing. It's not koach gavra. So if you have a water mill, if you have such a system, the river is flowing, and he attaches a knife, and the water keeps on going. So then that's a lack of koach gavra. That's not a good shechita. That's not considered. If I hold the chicken and the water's, see, if I hold the chicken up again, this is attached to the ground. I'm going to hold the chicken and rub the neck like this. That's koach gavra. That's koach gavra. It's mechuber. If the sharp edge is attached to the ground, it's mechuber. It'll be possible l'chatchila, maybe possible b'riyevet. It's a tolosh b'sav chibur. But that's koach gavra, because I'm cutting the neck. But if I just stand and hold the chicken, and I know that the river is going to flow, and the wheel is going to turn, and the knife is going to come and shechta. So the river is causing it to flow. I'm not causing anything. The fact that I'm holding the chicken, that's not the koach gavra. Koach gavra means the incision. The cut has to be done with the koach gavra. So the Gemara is going to quote the Braisa. Hashechet b'muchani shechitos ekshar. If you have a machine set up in such a way that it does shechita, is good, provided that it's going to be with a koach gavra. The Gemara is going to explain. Sometimes the muchani, If it's a river that's going to cause the circular thing to move, then there's no koach gavra. And if it'll be a person that's going to use the muchani, then it will be a koach gavra.
So if I have something, if I'll be turning the wheel by hand,
that's koach gavra. Yeah, if you do it by hand, then it is koach gavra. Or let's say a guy pushes with his foot, pushes his foot, and the thing keeps on moving. So that's koach gavra. It doesn't have to be done.
If you have an electric saw.
Electric saw, and well, a saw has pegimas, right? Up and down. So
no,
that's
but
a,
you,
so a knife.
Let's say you have an electric knife.
And I'm holding it. Uh-huh. It's probably not koach gavra. It's probably not koach gavra.
These
shanas
come up with machine matzos.
Yeah. You have to make the matzah lishmo. So you have to have asiyah. If it happens by itself, that's not cool. So what if you push a button and that puts the whole system into motion? Is that, and it keeps on going for 12 hours, and then after 12 hours they stop the machine, they clean everything up. So all the matzahs, and I went to sleep. I went to Dam Shach, I went to Dam Mincha, I went to sleep, I went to business, and everything is, it keeps on running. If that's the case. If we should assume that's the case. They have taka so much water that by my one pushing the button, everything goes by itself. Or later on, the goy has to add on more flour, and the goy has to add in the water, and so on. If the goy has to add things, that then not everything was included in my pushing on the button. But let's say it's such a mechanical system set up, I push the button, and no one has to intervene later on. No one has to add flour, no one has to add any water. Everything goes for 12 hours. So that was a big machloikis. And most of the poskim, the chazanish, most of the poskim said that is koach gavra. The person did the whole thing. Since he pushed the button, and the whole thing is set up electronically, So that's the hemshech of what he did. That is called Kohen Gavra. We'll have to see.
What does it mean relative to Shechit?
We'll have to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to distinguish between Kohach Rishon and Kohach Sheni. We've got to see the Gemara. So let's see. The Gemara is asking in Minot Temra, where did he come off to say that there should be a difference between Tolu Shel Bistov Chibro as opposed to Mechuba Meikorah, that Rebbe passels B'Yeved, that that's only B'Mechuba Meikorah, if the thing was always Mechuba. Let's say this is the edge of the mountain, the stone of the mountain is very sharp. But if I take a knife and I cement it to the wall, that'll be Tolu Shel Bistov Chibro, that's not Mechuba Meikorah, that'll be Kosher B'Yeved. Where do you know to make such a distinction? We're not Tamer, the Shani Lund. We distinguish between Mechuba Meikar, Tosh, Mesav, Chibba, the Tanya. Because we have this problematic Brisa that doesn't read straight. What does it say? Ashechet b'muchen in shchitosik sher. If you use a machine, you don't have to necessarily hold on to the knife. If you have a galgal, you have a round thing, you shecht with a machine is good. B'muchuba l'kaka shchitosik sher. If you shecht with a Mechuba, it's also good. No atzakim because of a shochapa shchitosik sher. I take a knife and I attach it to the wall, and then I move the head of the chicken in such a way that this shchita is good, shchitosik sher. However, hoyatzur yoytze min hakoysel, what if I have a sharp-edged rock that's attached to a wall? Okona oyla meyel, v'shachapa shchitosik psuba. If you shech b'mchuba, it's no good. Frek digmar tzachastira kashin adadi. And the first few lines he said, shech b'mchuba, the karka is good. No, it's talking because I took a sharp knife and I cemented it onto the wall, and then I come with the chicken and I rub the head. It says it's good, b'di'evit. Ah, it's mechuber. Then the last line of the brayser says, "Hoyetzur yotzei min hakoysel." If there's a sharp-edged stone coming jutting out from the wall, or there's a kind of item of this, there are leaves growing, sharp blades of grass growing from the ground. Yushech says shchitas apsul. If it must have hastira, whether shchita b'mechuber is possible b'di'evit or not. So the Gemara, Elalav Shmamina, must be that that's the distinction. The last line in the Braisa that says, Tzur Yetzim in Akaisa, Lakon, Oela Me'elub, that goes, Mechuba Me'ikorai. The Tzur, this is a rocky edge of the mountainside. It's not that I moved the rocks over here and I cemented it to the ground. This is Mechuba Me'ikorai. Shmamina Shaini, we distinguish by Mechuba Me'ikorai, the Tadish Basav Chibra Shmamina. That's the Hechachas, that when Rebbe passels even B'di'evit, Rebbe says, and we pass like Rebbe, that if you shecht ben mechuber, it's passel even B'di'evit. That's only if it's mechuber from the very outset. But if it's tolish el b'sav chibroi, then it's dinik et tolish. Then it's not dinik et mechuber. That's a shaila. If you have a lamppost, or you have let's say, a mailbox is screwed into the ground. So that's tolish el b'sav chibroi, so we pass on that's tolish, that's not mechuber. So houses are also a house. You started off with bricks and boards and beams of wood, and then you put cement and you lay the foundation. So all the houses are Tolu Shel B'Sof Chibro. So the din ein nishbay malakakoyes doesn't apply to a building, because a building is tolush, because Tolu Shel B'Sof Chibro. That's the pashtus like that. That's what Tesis writes. Tesis and Shavuos writes like that. By Malakarkos only goes on the field. But if you have a house, the house is Tolish B'Sav Chibra, so that's Dinah Ketolish and Nishbay. And the Shachan Chosh Mishpat says he feels that that's inconceivable. He says, no, a house is different. Tolish B'Sav Chibra goes on the telephone pole, on the mailbox is screwed into the ground, these kind of things. But if you have Mamish a house, and he says it's against Tesis. Tesis says not so. Why? Okay, how can you do Kenyan Mashiach? Okay. Yeah. So the Shach claims that you buy a house, Kenyani Karka work. And Tosis says, no, you need Kenyanim Tatlim. None of the Kenyanim Tatlim physically. You can't do it. But let's say, can you be Kenyan? Chalipin is good for Karka and Tatlim. Okay. You have to be Kenyan by Chalipin. Okay. Yeah, Cheskes Abatim is a proof that it's his, but that's not really. Cheskes Abatim doesn't say you kind of a chazaka. According to the Shach, a house is dinuk karka, certainly dinuk karka, so you can be kind of bishtar, or because of a chazaka. Yeah, according to Tosis, it's not so. You can't be kind of a kinyonic karka, because it's tolosh el b'sav chib, it's dinuk tolosh. Yeah. There were two mizbachas. There's a mizbech ha'pnimi and mizbech ha'chitzen. So mizbech ha'pnimi was not mechuba l'karka. That was taka kli. Mizbech ha'chitzen was filled in with karka. So the Gemara assumes that it's binyan. It's dina kibinyan. But it's still, it's not lo hishrish. No, in the Beis HaMikdash, there's some things are kelim and some things are binyan. But it still would be dina kitalish. Exactly.
No difference.
Mekabel Tumah has to be a kli. Has to be a kli. There are four categories. Other Mekele Mokal Mamash.
That's not a kli?
So it's not a kli, no.
Why is that not a kli? Dina
Mizbeach
a kli?
Dina Mizbeach was not Mechuba Lekarka. This was Mechuba. So it does not have a din of kli. It's not Mechuba. It's not Mechuba Lekarka. Dina Kekarka, so it doesn't have that din. But it is Memula Badoma. Mizbeach Adoma Tasalis Memula Badoma. So it's a binyan. It's not a kli. So it's not Mekabel Tumah. It's not Mekabel Tumah. To be a kli, it has to be mitaltila. It's taki right. It's not dina kikarka, but it's not dina kikli either. Yeah.
Is it a svara or is it a halacha motion we see now that it's talish and then mechuber it's okay, but if it was mechuber to begin with, it, it's not okay.
Mechuber to begin with is karka. Mechuber la karka dina kikarka. Or even if you plant a tree, the hishmish. Once it takes root, that's mamish mechuba l'karka dina kekarka. But if you pour cement and you attach a telephone pole to the ground, that's not called mechuba l'karka dina kekarka. It's mechuba l'karka in the sense that it's not a double hamitaltel, so you can't call it a kli. But you don't apply the rule of mechuba l'karka dina kekarka. It's not dina
kekarka. Where does
that rule come from? Svara, I think. I don't think it's halacha Moshe Mesen. It's
svara. Then why should there be a difference? If it's a svara that I can't manipulated properly, then it shouldn't make a difference.
L'chatchili can't manipulate, so l'chatchili we wouldn't allow anyone to shepherd anything that's mechuber.
Rebbe saying it's not good, even
b'dieved. Rebbe holds it even b'dieved, it's not good, yeah.
If this is l'chatchili but b'dieved, it's okay if it was polished first, then it's not a question of manipulation, but
the manipulation, that's only l'chatchili. But Rebbe passes even b'dieved. The Gemara says it's based on the pasuk by the Akedah. That's what we said last week. It says that Avraham Avinu was about to do the Akedah, Vayikachas HaMachelas Lishchetez Benoi. So, Ma Machelas Betolush, Av Kol Betolush. He learns that from the word Machelas, that whenever you're interested in shechting anything, Lishchetez Benoi, it has to be Tolush. And then Tosis points out, Minayin, that we pointed it out last week. The Gemara in Zvachim, Menachas, Tosis, Gemara Menachas, learns out from that Pasuk, Avraham Avinu was treating his son Yitzchak as a Korban Oilo. Since it says macheles, so that teaches us when you shech karbonis, oil is a kachi kachim, but when you shech karbonis, it's a kachi kachim kachim kalim, so you need a kli. It's not enough that it should be tolush. For shechitas chulin, you don't have to have a kli. If you have a sharp piece of glass that's broken, or a sharp blade of grass, or a sharp edge of a rock, it does not have a tzuras kli. As long as it's talish is good, but by shechitas kachim the halacha requires a kli, like an eat kli sharis. For kabbalah sadam, for zrika sadam, has to be from a kli sharis. Shechitas has to be from a tree, from a kli. So that's a problem that we mentioned last week. How do you learn out two dinim from the same pasuk? One only goes on kachim, and one goes even on chulin. From one word machelus, the word machelus means a kli. When you get to shechtin karbonis, has to be machelus a kli. When you get to shechtin chulin, the word machelish just means tolish. What do you mean? But when you get to kachmi, say machelish has the connotation of kli. And where do you see shechitas chulin? He's shechting his son, he's treating his son as a korban oilah. So Taisis muches, Taisis says, it has some extra words there. Even if he wouldn't, lishchet ez benoi, it doesn't say lishchet oilah, it says lishchet ez benoi. So since it doesn't say oila there, so you learn that machelas goes on even on chulin. But still the word machelas means a kli, so how do you split? So that's a problem. How do you learn out the two dinim from one word, and you split, when you get to chulin, it only has the connotation that it should be tolish as opposed to mechuber. And when you get to shechitas kachim, it has the additional connotation that it has to be davka tzuras kli. That is a problem. What's the yalfusa? Right, right. But a tzuras kli is more than tolush, has to even have a tzuras kli. But for chulin, it does not have to have a tzuras kli. And the both dinim for shechitas kachim and shechitas chulin learned out from the same word machelas. So how can it be two dinim? So Taisis works on it to give some suggestions, hard to digest what Taisis said. Then the Gemara is going to comment on the Mucheni. If the fella has this system, he's pushing with his hand, that's pushing with his foot. And he has a galgal, he has a wheel that's going and a knife, and then he holds the chicken, and then he goes with his foot. That's a good shechita. So the Gemara says, Om Amar, in the second line from the top, of Tezayim and Aleph. Om Amar, it says in the Braise, Ashechit b'mucheni, if he shechs with him with a mechanical device, mucheni means mechanical device. Shechitosik sher. We have another Braise that says shechitosik psula, if you use a mechanical device. So the Gemara lokasha, the different kinds of mechanical devices. Lokasha, ha. What does it say? Ha b'sarna de pachra, ha b'sarna de maya. If you have a river flowing, so there's no kach gavra. If you have a river, and you have this galgal going, you have a knife on top, and he's just going to hold the chicken on the side, and then the memela, the river is going to cause the circle to go, the wheel to go, and then it's going to shech the chicken. So there's no kach gavra over there. The river is flowing on its own. But if you have a machine that I'm using the machine, I'm going like this, I'm moving it, or I'm moving with my foot, I'm pushing my foot back and forth, I'm causing the wheel to go. So that's Habisarna the, what is it? Habisarna the Pachra. If it's a Klicheris that I'm handling, I'm controlling it, so that's my Maisa.
So if I had a, I'm sorry.
Even if you just do an action to start the machine, or do you have to be active?
Oh, that's going to be the next line. And then the Gemara says, V'iboyis Eimon, if you want, you can give another answer to the contradiction, whether if you shecht with a machine, Eshchitosuk Sher or not. Maybe Hova Hobbisana Demaya, maybe they're both with a river flowing, and you have the Galgalas going like this. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's no good. When is that? V'loi Kashin, there's no contradiction. What does it mean? So it means like this. I have a dam. Means not that the river is flowing on its own. I have a system. I have this galgal, and it has a knife, and I open the dam, and then the water starts to go. So how much? So if I would have opened the dam for 2 seconds and closed it, how much would have been accomplished? How much would the wheel have accomplished? How much would have been brought about with that? So whatever would have been accomplished with the initial opening of the dam and closing it, that's considered Kerach Rishon. But because I picked up the dam and I walk away, and then it not only the initial gush of water goes, it continues to go back to Vaita, more water, so that's called Kerach Sheni. So Kerach Sheni is not called Koyach Gavra. Koyach Sheni is not considered Koyach Gavra. As we have the following din, Zagdi Gemara. There are three areas in Halacha where the din requires Koyach Gavra. One is by Shechita. The Mishnah is going to say you need Koyach Gavra by Shechita. The second din is by Ritzicha. That's the next din. In order to be Chayiv Misa, for murdering someone, you have to kill the Koyach Gavra. If you killed without Koyach Gavra, that's considered like Gram Ritzicha. Gram Ritzicha is Chai Misa B'day Shamayim. That's again an animal to bite someone and to kill someone. So that's Gram Ritzicha.
So what if I shoot a bullet?
No, bullet is Mamash Ritzicha Mamash. That's my Misa, yeah.
Bullet. But I'm not...
Yeah, that's like taking a knife and throwing it. If I take a knife and throw it, and I happen to shech the chicken, okay. That's Koyach Gavra. Yeah, I threw a knife in order to hit a target. And then as the knife was flying, a chicken happened to walk over there. So the Gemara says, Shechitosek Sher. If it did a good job, it's Shechitosek Sher. So the din is that by Ritzicha, in order to be Chayiv Misa, you have to have Dafke Koyach Gavra. And the third din is Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim has to have Koyach Gavra also. We mentioned, the Mishnah says you need Koyach Gavra by Netilas Yadayim. Then there's a Machlekes Hatanoim. What if a monkey pours the water on my hands? Is that called Koyach Gavra or not? So there's some in Shulchan Aruch, there are two opinions, and Hilchos tells you that. So there was once a professor in Yeshiva University who was a wise guy. Dr. Belkin had to fire him because he was an apikoros. I think it's the only time they ever fired a professor on YU because he was an apikoros. So they had to get rid of him. He's a prominent figure now. He claims to be an Orthodox rabbi. So Dr. Belkin was not a kanoi. By far, he was not a kanoi at all. Very easygoing person. So he, this professor, was hacking at Shainik. You see, the Tanoim believed in the theory of evolution also. But I write that there's one opinion in Tanoim that if a monkey pours the water, it's also Koach Gavra. It's also called Koach Gavra. How can it be Koach Gavra? You see that the monkey with the people. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that some Achrayim learn that Lavdak a monkey, any animal. And others say, no, only monkey, only monkey. So this professor said, because you see the Tanoim held something like the theory of...
So how about if I have a photo?
They told the Terab Soloveitchik, he was very upset. He said, that's ridiculous. The Tanoim used the Loshon Koach Gavra. Gavra means a person, a human being. They didn't mean Davka Kagav, they mean Koach Noitel. Natilus Yadayim should be done by it should be a teleological act. Someone should do an act intending to pour the water. So if another behemoth kicks over a bucket of water and it causes my hand to get clean, so the Tanaim assume the behemoths don't have enough seichel to understand by kicking over the bucket of water is going to accomplish to wash my hands. But a monkey has more seichel than that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Some achrayim holds only by monkey. The whole Tanaim Achlekes HaTaim is only by monkey because monkeys have more seichel. So the monkey kicks over the bucket. Maybe that's called koach noitel. Instead of using the word koach gavra, you need netilas yadayim. You should someone does not that's some right. person, someone, somebody, somebody, behemoth body also. He has enough seichel to know that it's doing a maisa. So one Tana holds that that's good enough, that that's called Koach Noitel. It doesn't have to be Davka person.
So if I have a photocell and I put my hand under the water faucet, and I hit, and I know in that if I obstruct the photocell, the water is going to come out. Is that called Koach Gavra or not?
The question is it? It probably is Koach Gavra. Probably is Koach Gavra.
So would I be able to yotze yotze nitilas yadayim with
the
folk?
The Tzitz Eliezer has such a tshuva. He says, if you turn on the water and you turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. Every time if you turn it on, you leave it on, then it keeps on going.
No, it would turn off. If I put my hand, take my hand away, it'll turn off.
Right.
Is that good?
Yeah, that would be Koach Gavra. The only shaila is that nitilas yadayim, the water has to come from a kli.
Sure.
So a kli means something that can sit and hold. Let's say you have a kli, paper cup that comes to a point.
Yeah, I understand.
So it can't sit. If you put it on the table, it'll spill. Everything will fall out. This is called the kli because it can sit like this.
Okay. But if it means it has no kli.
So that's a shaila
so
when you have the faucet like that. So the Tzitz Eliezer writes in the tshuva, he thinks that it is good. Because there's a container of water somewhere in the building, either upstairs or downstairs. There's a big container of water. Then there are pipes coming from the container. He thinks that the Mikra Din, it is good. He thinks that the water is coming. The water is coming from the container. The Shulchan Aruch, though, sounds like it's a problematic Tzitz Eliezer. Because Shulchan Aruch says a lot of times you have a pitcher that you have a handle like this and it has a spout that stands up.
Sure.
So if you have the pitcher on the table like this and you fill it up to the top, the water will not go as high as the spout.
That's right.
The water will spill out over here. So it says if you pour from the spout, Natilas Yadayim, from the spout, that's not called pouring from the kli. Because it only has a din of a kli up until the point that it holds water. The spout is above that level, so the spout is like ongechep to the kli. So here you have a container of water on the roof or in the basement somewhere, and you have pipes. So the pipes can't contain water. The pipes, it holds water because there's no place for the water to go. That's what's held behind. But the pipes can't hold water; only the container holds the water. So the pashta says it should be like the spout that the water is not coming. The water has to come directly from the kli.
Okay.
On the hands.
His case though is probably more like koach kocha. You're causing an electric circuit to go to turn on something which comes. Which turns on the water. It's not just like opening the faucet, which just lets the water come down. It's more removed.
And what is it? In the cold man, I hold my hand.
It causes an electric circuit to.
As long as you cause your hand, that PE for electric cell.
It's not just
will
opening,
put out the signal to tell the water to come up.
The motion.
I think that's also koicha. I don't know this. Koicha is a different thing. Koicha will be like this. Let's say there's a bucket of water, and I throw a rock at the bucket of water, and it tilts over, and then the water goes on my hands. So that might be That might be. I don't even. I don't think that's koach koach. The koach koach would be. I throw something at a. I throw a stone at a heavy thing, and the heavy thing falls on the other thing. I don't think if this is set up in lechatchila like this, this it's is the way the machinery goes. I don't think that's koach.
Because in many places you have when you put your hand under the. Yeah. Under the
it's
faucet.
It's not like opening up a faucet where you just open it and the water comes out. It causes an electric circuit to complete.
I don't know. What? What?
Any
I don't know. We've got to look into that. I don't know.
I just don't know.
Yeah. So that's what. So the first thing, Nachmal. So the Gemara says, Shechita needs Koach Gavra. So if you have a machine, is that considered Koach Gavra? So there's a contradiction between one Brisa and the other Brisa.
Sure.
One Brisa says it was Shech when the machine puzzled. One of the Brisa says it's Kosher. And the machine is Tolush. Not an Isha Mechubah here. The machine is Tolush. So the Gemara says it depends. If the machine is set up because there's a river that's flowing, so there's no Koach Gavra at all. But if the machine is, I keep on moving the Galgal with my hand or with my foot, whatever. So I'm doing the Maisa. So that's Mamish Koach Gavra. Then the Gemara says, "V'boy yisaymen." If you want, you can give another answer. Haba habesarne demaya. They're both with water. But if I pick up the dam, and I would close the dam, so how much water would come out already? A little bit of water that would cause the galgal to move and would accomplish the shechit on the first chicken or the first two chickens on the conveyor belt. So that's called korach rishon. But if I pick up the dam and I walk away and it keeps on going, the water keeps on going. That's already called korach sheni. So Koach Sheni is not. And as Rav Papa said, Menegeh to Ritzicha. Because by Ritzicha you also need Koach Gavra. Hai man de kafse lechavre. If somebody ties up another person, va'ashkala, and then he puts him in front of the dam, and then he wants to drown him to death. So he picks up the dam, and the guy's tied up, he can't run away. So if he picks up the dam, if he would close it right away, hardly any water would go out, and it wouldn't be able to drown him. But because he doesn't close it, he picks up the dam and he walks away. And the water keeps on going, and then it drowns him. So that's Koach Sheni. So if you do Ritzich, be Koach Sheni, then you're not Chayiv. That's a distinction that he says. Hi, man, the cop said, L'chabre, if I tie up a good friend of mine, he's not such a good friend. Okay. I tie someone else up, and I cause the flow of water to go on him, umis, and the guy dies. Chayiv, he's chayiv misa mishum netilas mishum retzech. My timer, givi didehu. That's like his arrow. Like if I shoot an arrow, I shoot a bullet. That's my misa. So if I picked up the dam, the initial amount of water that would have come if I would have closed it, that amount of water is considered koichai. The hani givi didehu the hani bay. It's considered as if I shot an arrow. It's my arrow, and it's called koach gavra. Behind the mila, but that's only provided by koach rishon. Abu koach sheni grama bialmahu. So these are the three cases that you need koach gavra. You need koach gavra by ritzicha. You need it by shchita. And you need it by netilas yadayim. See, that's the shaila. What if I have the matzah machine? So I push the button, and I walk and I learn gemara psachim. I'm not sitting over there, and everything goes by itself. It goes for hours and hours. They let it go for 12 hours. So the Chazanish and the Kozhuk Lover and others, they all quote a Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. He says that is called Koach Gavra. That's all called Koach Rishon. The only time it's Koach Sheni is when you have water and there's water pressure and the water is pushing down, but it has nowhere to go. So I pick up the dam. I do Hasaras Hamaneya. I pick up the dam. So now the water pressure that was there from before, the water was pushing down anyway, but there was nowhere for the water to go because there were no cracks. And when I pick up the dam, so now I removed the Dov HaMoneh, now the water can go. So only then I distinguish, only that initial amount of water that came out, if I pick it up for 2 seconds and put it down, that amount of water, that's called my Maisa. But if I pick up the dam and I walk away and it keeps on going, Vaita, that's the water pressure. But if I when you push a button to a machine, a tzitzis machine that's going to make chutei tzitzis. It's going to tie the tzitzis on the beged. Yeah. Has to be lishma. And when you bake matzah, shmura matzah has to be lishma. So when you push a button, before you push the button, there's no koyach at all. Not that there's a water pressure and you remove the davah hamakev and now the water pressure, the water is pushing down. There's nothing. It's an electrical system. When you push the button, you set up the whole thing in motion. So they all quote the Mogen Avraham and Hilchas until Siddaim says there is no Kerach Sheni over there. Everything is Kerach Rishon.
You could argue that electricity is there. Electrons want to go the whole time. You open the circuit, but so they start flowing and they keep flowing.
So if I could set up a machinery...
What do you mean, Nachman?
When I have a positive and a negative, and then I make a connection, so now those electrons will keep flowing, not that differently than the water keeps flowing.
So what?
That's how electricity works.
So before I make the connection, what is there?
It's sort of like it's not able to go. Now it's able to go.
But is there any koyach functioning now?
There's a positive charge that's sort of attracted by the negative, but it can't get there.
But you don't have a circuit. Yeah. You don't have a circuit.
I don't know. I don't know anything about electricity.
Well, about electricity.
Yeah.
You need to have a signal that goes in order for the water to be able to flow. It has to hit the relay for the relay to open. So that means I got to.
When you hold your hands under the water. You okay, see me?
Yeah. I put my hands under the water. That means I'm sending a signal to that thing. Turn on. But once I send the signal and I keep it on, if the minute I take my hands off, it shuts off.
Yeah. That's probably I would think it is kind of gravity. Anyway, that's what the Chazon Ish and others say. When you push the button on the tzitzis machine, you push the button on the matzah machine, they think that that's not called Kerach Sheni.
That's not called.
There was the Rav in Kovna, the one who wrote the Dvar Avram, he died in the middle of in the Kovna ghetto before the Nazis had a chance to kill him. So he wrote in his Sefer Dvar Avram, he talks about a different thing. There's a din, mikveh is only acceptable for a person, tummy, to be tovel in the mikveh, if the water arrived there, habayasad gedol b'sheni mekabel tuma. There's a din, maim shuvim is no good. If you carry the water in a bucket and you pour it in the mikveh, that's maim shuvim. And then there's another din, let's say the water is not maim shuvim, but a person takes a broom, there's water all over the place, the person takes a broom and he pushes the water into the mikveh. So that's also no good benatar. Even though the water is not maim shuvim, wasn't contained in a bucket, because the pasuk says, ach mayin abor mikveh maim yihi yet tohor. So the pasuk pshat and the pasuk is, when someone is toivel in a bor or a mikveh mayim, someone's toivel in a mikveh, he will become tohor. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Yihi yatohar goes on the hisavus ha-mikveh, the creating of the mikveh. The water has to, the rain has to fall by itself from the sky, and it has to go down the pipes, and it has to go into the mikveh on its own. If you pushed it with a broom, you pushed into the mikveh, that's haviyasai, amadav ha-makabal tumah. So that's not acceptable. So the shayla is, what if you have a system where I push a button, and the water comes... No, maim shuvim. I push a button that causes the water to come into the mikveh. Is that considered habiyosai? Is that considered like a person pushing the water with a broom into the mikveh? That it's a psul deraisa? Habiyosai the dav hamakabel tumah. The person is an adam hamakabel tumah. Or do you say no? He pushed the button, so maybe only the first bit of water that came is habiyosai dav hamakabel tumah, and he lets the water keep on going, so that the rest is a koyach sheni. So that's what the Dvar Avraham writes in his Sefer. He says, whenever you push a button, and you put an electronic system into motion, so if you would have pushed it on and turned it off 2 seconds later, whatever would have been accomplished by the first 2 seconds, let's say I have a matzah factory. So I push the button, that it should go, and then I push it off a second later. So nothing will be accomplished. Nothing will be accomplished. It takes 5-10 minutes. It takes a while till you finish baking a matzah. So he says, if I push a button and it keeps on going for 12 hours, only what could have been accomplished in the first 2 seconds, that's called Kerach Rishon, and all the rest is Kerach Sheni, and it doesn't count. And the other Gedolim, the Chazon Ish, and the Kosher Glove, and many others, they say it's not correct. They quote the Magen Avraham. They think that you push the button, the whole system is set up like that. That's only when you're doing Hasaras Hamoneya, when the water pressure is pushing down already, but there's nowhere for it to go, and then you make a hole or you pick up the dam and then it goes out. So then you distinguish between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni. But if you put a whole system into motion by pushing a button, they think that that's called, the whole thing is called Kerach Rishon.
By opening the dam, the water goes out and fills the mikveh. Mikveh is below the dam. I pull the dam open, the water comes out and fills the mikveh.
Right. So the first bit of water that came out is not acceptable, and the rest would that would be
hot. It's not, and the rest is okay.
The rest would be okay. The rest would be okay. Exactly. Yeah. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara tells a story. Rav and Shmuel were talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Chiya was the uncle of Rav. Rabbi Chiya was also talmid of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So Yosef Rav achored the Rabbi Chiya. Rav was sitting behind. Rabbi Chiya was sitting right in front of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and Rav was sitting behind him. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was giving a shiur, and Rav didn't either. He didn't hear the whole shiur. He didn't understand. Yosef Rav achored the Rabbi Chiya. Rav was sitting behind Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya was sitting kamei the Rebbe, but Yosef Rebbe became a zok tashir. He says his opinion. So what's the zok? Minayin l'shchita shehu betolush. How do you know when you shecht an animal, you have to use a knife that's tolush? And then when we learn from the Akeda, vayikach samachelus lishchita is benoi. So just like a machelus is betolush, so too for shchita purposes has even shchita for chulin has to be tolush. So omalei Rav le Rabbi Chiya, my ko'omar. So Rashi has two pshatim. Either he didn't understand what Rebbe was saying, or he didn't hear what he said. Either he didn't understand, he didn't hear. So he already said a pasuk, and he didn't know what is he trying to bring out from the pasuk. So Rabbi Chiya says, "Hakta chaynik." Rabbi Chiya makes a comment on Rebbe. Rabbi Chiya disagreed with Rebbe. Rabbi Chiya was a talmid of Rebbe. So Rebbe holds if he shecht ben b'chubitz pasuk, Rabbi Chiya disagrees. He holds the sefer mutter lechatchila. The Gemara says Rabbi Chiya disagrees. Ben akotze lakotze. Rabbi holds to be shech ben mechub. It's possible that he have it. The Gemara said it could be. Rabbi Chiya holds that the sefer mutter lechatchila to shech the tolush. So Rabbi asks Rabbi Chiya, "What's the tekizokt? My kamar? What did Rabbi say? Amalei vav dechsiba ufsa kamar. Gakta chaynik. What kind of a lashon vav? Ufsa means a log. It has cracks lengthwise. So the cracks are like a vav." Or if a person writes a vav on a log, so it won't be noticeable because it has so many cracks. So he said, he didn't say anything. He added another crack. Mm-hmm. Meaningless. But Rabbi says, meaningless, forget it. So he said, what do you mean meaningless? He quoted a pasuk to prove his point. So he says, Rabbi Chiya says, Nazri, Zusi Davram Kamashmama. The pasuk didn't mean to tell us a halacha l'doiris that whenever you shecht, you have to use Dafke David Tolish. The Pasuk tells it, Avram Avinu was afraid. He went to do the Akedah, so he was afraid that he's not going to have a knife. So he took a knife with him. And then when he came to do the Shechita, he had the knife ready. So it's Rizusi Avram. It's not telling him what Din Ladaris and Hilch Shechita. It's describing how Avram Avinu listened to the instruction. He's going to do the mitzvah of the Akedah properly. So that's the Machlekes. Rabbi Chiya disagreed with Rebbe. So even though he was a Talmud of Rebbe, he held that the drasha didn't make any sense. So now the Gemara talks about the Tolosh el Besavchib. Amar Ravim, Pshitali, this I know for sure. Tolosh el Besavchib, Elinyan Avodazore, Havi Tolosh. Let's say a person bows down to his own house. If I bow down to someone else's house, so that's Einon Amosah Dovashen Shaloi. Because if I just bow down out of respect, I don't bow down with kavon and l'shem elohus. I'm not deifying it, so it doesn't become osa b'hano. It only becomes osa b'hano if I have kavon and l'shem avodizor. So my kavon can't be mitztarif to someone else's property. When you cook basa b'cholov, I pour chazer shmaltz into your soup. It doesn't depend on your kavon. If the chazer shmaltz falls in by itself, it becomes dreif. If the milk leaks into the flesh by itself, it becomes straight. You don't need my kavana. But by Avodah Zarah, when you need the kavana sa'adam, l'shem alahus, sa'ein on the most of Dabashen Shalai. But let's say the house is mine. I bow down to the house. So there's no issue of Dabashen Shalai, but it's an issue of Mechuber. So that's what Rabbi says. That's okay. It's because by Avodah Zarah, it doesn't depend on Mechuber versus Tolich. It's a vort of Yejbo Tvisis Yadodim versus Eimbo Tvisis Yadodim. So a house is man-made, it's manufactured, it's not a natural thing. Like we said, when the hen lays the egg or the apples fall down from the tree, that's mamish tolush, but it's ain't tvisas yadam until someone picks up the egg or picks up the apple, then it's called manufactured. But Zara is only also about enough if it's man-made, if it's a natural thing. So that's what Rabbi says. Pshitali, this I know for sure. If it's tolush, if you have a house, and the guy's mishtachva to a house, lina rabbi rizor, habi told us, how do you know? The Om Amar, we have a tradition, a mishtachva, the bai shalom, asor, if I bow down to my house, Rashi Ximai, bow down to someone else's house, ain't on the Masa Dovish, and Israel bows down to his own house, it's just an issue of Mechuba versus Tolush. So he says, it's not a din that Mechuba can't become Nesar. So a house is man-made. A house for sure is manufactured by people. That's called Yesh Batvisas Yadodim. Because, and that's the din, HaMishtachva L'Bai Shal Asar, V'Yisal Kadai Tachavi Mechuber. And if you'll think that Tolda Shal B'Sav Chiber for the purposes of a Avodah Zarah is Dinik Mechuber, then the house should not become Asar. L'Hem Malahem L'Horem Malahem. So that we know for sure. That for purposes of Avodah Zarah, it's not a vort of Tolush and Mechub, it's a vort of Yesh Batvisas Yarodim. What about Linyan Hechsha Zroim? What's the din of Hechsha Zroim? We said many times there are only four categories of things that are Mekabal Tum, Odom, Mekelim, Ochlim, and Mashkin. Ochlim, and Mashkin is only Michael Odom. If it's only hay that the horses can eat, Michael Behemah is not Mekabal Tum. And then there's another din, the Ochlim is only Mekabal Tum if it had Hechsha. If it was rinsed off, let's say you have apples growing in the trees. So it always rains on the trees. The apples on the trees are always washed off. But even though the person is happy that the apples are getting washed, the owner of the farmer is happy that the apples are getting rinsed off by the rain that's pouring, that's not, just like Mechuba Lekarka, the apples that are attached to the tree, are not Mekabal Tumas, so and they're not Mekabal Heksha either. Kozman the Mechuba to the tree, they're not Mekabal Heksha. So what's the din of Tolosh Elubisav Chibra with respect to Heksha Mayim? What are you talking about? So Rashi gives you a whole fantastic background of what's going on here. So let's start. There's a famous Gemara in Eilei Metzias, where the Gemara has, we often have in the Chumash a Kriya Ksiv. It's written one way and you read it differently. So you have kiyuta mayim al zera. If the food, the royal achila sodom, if the food was rinsed off with water, or for that matter, one of the zayim mashkim does not dafka have to be washed off with water. There are seven mashkim which the halacha recognizes. So after you wash it off with one of the zayim mashkim, then it's huchshel lekabel tum. But that is considered oichel royal achila sodom. Then it's mekabel tum. So the pasuk says kiyutan mayim al zera. So if we would have written kiyutan, we would write yud vav taf nun yutan, and it's not written yud vav; it's written yud taf nun. So the gemara considers it a kriya ksiv. It's ksiv kiyitain or krinan kiyutan. So what do you do when you have a conflict between a kriya and a ksiv? Kiyitan mayim al zera sounds like only if a person pours the water on the food does it become hukshel kabel tumah. Kiyutan mayim sounds like even if it rains. It rains on its own. It rains on the food. I leave the apples outside, and it rains on it. So it's also huchshel kabel tumah. So which is it? So whenever there's a conflict between a kri and a ksiv, so there's a machlokes hatanam. Do you pasken like the ksiv? Do you pasken like the kri? That's machlokes yeshem la mikra. Do we follow the kri or yeshem la masoris? We follow the ksiv. Masoris means the masoretic text, the way the ksiv is in the chumash. So Tosis writes in Sanhedrin and Abdallah, there's a big sugi there, quotes many cases of Yeshem La Mikri, Yeshem La Masoros. Tosis writes the klal. If there's a way to darshan a halacha, to formulate a halacha, that should incorporate both decree and the ksiv. So all the Tanaim agree, you darshan like that. So here's one of the cases. Ksiv, kiyitan, mayamazavi, karina, and decree is kiyutan. So we darshan it all together. Yutan dumya diyitan. If it rains, I have a bushel of apples outside, and if it rains on the apples, it'll sometimes become huchshel kabel tumah, sometimes not. While the apples are still attached to the tree, mechuber is not mekabel heksha. It can't become huchshel. Just like mechuber is not mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel heksha kabel tumah either. But I have a bushel of apples, so if the yutan is dumya diyitan, when I pour the water on the apples, I'm demonstrating that I'm happy about it. I want to wash the apples off to make them clean. So if it rains, if I'm sleeping at night, and it rained all night long, and when I wake up in the morning, all the apples are dry already. And then I listen to the news, and they say on the news, it was pouring all night long, and I look outside, I'm very happy. My apples are now clean. They were all dirty before. And I realize it was raining all night, they became clean. So if it's nichale, if it's, I'm very happy in the morning when I wake up, that the apples were washed off, but there's no longer any water on the apples now. Everything is dry. So then it's not hukshu l'kabel tuma. But if the apples are still wet in the morning, and then I'm happy about it, odeyu atal olav, if the water is still on the apples, and it's nichali, I'm happy about it, so then that's considered yutan dumi diyitain, then it is hukshu l'kabel tuma. So Rashi quotes from the Mishnayos in Machshirin, this is a separate mesichta, that hechshel l'kabel tuma. So Rashi interprets like this. Let's say you have a puddle of water. Let's say you have a river. So Rashi says the puddle of water, or the river, is considered like mechubel l'karka. It's not in the same sense mechubel l'karka. It's not like a tree that's rooted in the ground. Different kind of mechubel. But it's considered mechubel l'karka. So if apples will fall in to the puddle of water, they won't become hechshel l'kabel tuma, because the water is mechubel l'karka. But what happens if I'll push the apples in? I'll throw the apples in order to wash them off. So even though the water is still mechuber, but if I want to rinse off the apples, then they will become huksha. What if when it was raining, I put some dirty plates outside? I know it's going to rain. I left dirty pots and pans outside. The pots and pans are tolush. I want them to get washed off with the rainwater. So it's nichali, I want the rain to wash off these dvarim hamitaltalim. So then, if the water, it was nichali, I was happy that it was raining on my dirty dishes, my dirty pots and pans, to wash them off. So even if that water will later bounce on the apples without my kavana, the apples will become the food, the oichel, the flesh, whatever, will become huchshel kabal tume, even though it wasn't nichali. Then when the water went on the apples, since it was nichali to detach the water, we treat the water in the puddles and the river as if it's mechuber, and we treat the water and the rain as if it's also mechuber to the sky. So when I want the rain to be detached and to relate to a dover hatolush, I have dirty pots and pans which are tolush, so I want them to get clean, I want them to get washed off. So since it was nichuso, it was tchilasa beratzen, I wanted the rain to wash off the pots and pans, even if so far is not l'rotzen. When the water later pours on the apples, they become huchshel l'kabel tuma. And if it was never tchilasa l'rotzen, you have a puddle of rainwater. I didn't have any intention of anything. But I put the apples in intending, I put the apples into the puddle intending to wash them off, so then they become huchshel l'kabel tuma. So now the Braisa has a whole discussion, what's called tchilasa l'rotzen. So if I left my dirty pots and pans outside because I know it's going to rain and I want the rain to wash them off, that's called nechusa. I wanted the rain to function on behalf of the dvarim hamitalfalim. What if I wanted the rain to water the field? The field is a karka. So that's nechusa of mechuba l'karka. That doesn't count. There was no kavana of tlisha of the rainwater to function for a dova hatolosh. What if I put? I'm afraid that the wall is going to get ruined if it's going to rain on it. So I put pots and pans on top of the wall. Not that the pots and pans should get clean, but the pots and pans b'chadei shelo yudach hakoisel. I don't want the wall to get ruined. So then there was no nichus. I don't want the pots and pans to get washed off. I want to prevent the wall from getting wet. So there's no nichus over there. So that water, if it falls on the apples later on, shaloli rotzon, I didn't intend the apples to fall into the water, that won't be marshal l'kabel tuma. What if I'm happy that it's raining because I want to wash off the wall? I want the wall to get clean, and the wall is cemented into the ground. So the wall is cemented, it's not lehishvish, it didn't take root, it's not a tree that takes roots. So wall is like a telephone pole, that's tolu shel b'sof chibur. So the Gemara says there seems to be a contradiction between the mashmoes of the Braisa. One line is a Braisa, a Mishnah, I forgot already. It's a Mishnah and Machshirin, a Mishnah. So from one line in the Mishnah Machshirin, it sounds like, Bishvil Shayudach HaKoisel, if I put the pots on top of the Koisel, that the Koisel should be protected. I don't want the Koisel to be hit with the rainwater. So there was no Kavanah of Tlisha on the water. I want to protect the coastal, but if I put the pots and pans, they should get washed off. The pots and pans are tolusha. That's a kavana. That's tchilos of the rotzen. So even so for shalal rotzen, even if the apples get wet later on, unintentionally, they'll become hukshul kavtum. And the steer in the Mishnah is, what if what if I put the pots and pans and I'm afraid it's going to rain, the rain is going to go over there. So I put pots and pans in such a leaning direction that the rainwater should bounce on the pots and pans and hit the kaisel. If I don't have a kli leaning sideways, it's not going to bounce on the kaisel. So if I put the pots and pans b'shvil sheyudach ha-kaisel, so then there seems to be a contradiction between the two lines in the braisa, whether that's considered kavana l'shem tolush. What's the shaila? Whether the kaisel, which is tolush el b'sav chibah, is dinik tolush or dinik mechubah. So that's what the Gemara says, that's what Rav says, with respect to Rav is saying the din is not tolush el b'sav chibah is not going to be the same din in kol ha-ter kula. Sometimes it's a din of by Avodah Zarah, it's a din of yesh bo tfisas yaradam. So tolush b'sav chibah is yesh bo tfisas yaradam. The house was built by human beings. The telephone pole was put up by human beings. It's man-made. It's manufactured. It's not ben hashemayim. When you get the tolush b'chibah, it'll be a machlekes hatana. Maybe each din is going to be judged separately. When you get to shechita, it's a different word. B'chibah. When you get to karka metatlam, it's a different word. Each area in halacha, you have to treat it differently. So that's what Rob is going to quote. The Mishnah. Okay, maybe we'll save this for next week. So I call it. In this week's Sedra, the Torah tells the whole story about Yehuda, that he had an affair with this prostitute. It turned out the prostitute happened to be his own daughter-in-law, Tamar. And he thought that she had been Mizana, and then Hatziyuah B'Sisarif, she deserves a punishment. She's supposed to wait to marry Shelah, his son, because she was married to the other son. It's like they used to practice something like Yibum. It's quite a matan Torah. They used to practice Yibum. So then Yehuda didn't give his son to Shelah to marry Tamar. So she wanted very much to do Yibum, so she fooled him into believing she was a Zayna, and then he sinned with her. So when he said, Hatziyuah B'Sisarif, so she didn't say, you're the one who made me pregnant. So she said, Liisha she'elalo anochi hara, and she brought out the chosim and the psilim and the matah, and he realized that he was the one who made her pregnant. So he said, Tzotka mimeni, she's pregnant for me. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, how does he know that she's pregnant from him? Maybe she was a prostitute, maybe she's mezana with other people also. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Tzotka, she said she's right, I was with her. Mimeni was a baskal, came out from heaven, and min hashamayim they said, mimeni yotzu divrei kivushim. The Ribbono shel Olam caused Yehuda to do this sin. Usually we assume people have bechira chavshitz. They do mitzvahs, they decide they want to do the mitzvah. They do an avera, they decide they want to do an avera. So here the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended Yehuda's bechira chavshitz. It is mimeni yotzu divrei kivushim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to sin with this prostitute. Why did Ribbono shel Olam? Why? Why did Ribbono shel Olam want them to sin with the prostitute? Very strange story. So the Gemara has a fascinating statement. The Gemara has in the beginning of Ma'at Katan, based on the Pasuk in Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheds three tears every day. Not necessarily to be taken literally, but it means that Baruch Shalom is upset about three things. So one is the person who belongs in learning went into a secular field. The other one is the person who belonged in a secular field went into learning. It's also a tragedy. A lot of rabbanim, a lot of mechanchim and yeshivas don't belong there, and they're ruining talmidim. They should have gone to a different field. Those are the two tiers. And the third tier that the Ribbono Shel Olam sheds every day is on the parnas hamizgoa al atzibur. A person is appointed to a position of leadership, and how do they say? Power corrupts, authority corrupts. So a guy becomes a politician, and then he starts using his power for his own purposes. He doesn't do l'tovus hakehila. So the Ribbono Shel Olam sheds a tear every day on the people who are put into a position of authority. Then they use their authority for their own purposes. They don't do the tovus hatzibur. That's parnas hamizgoa al hatzibur. So the Gemara says, when you appoint a person to a position of leadership, it's always best that the person, how do you know it's not going to go to his head? Power always corrupts. How do you know it's not going to go? The Gemara says, a memanim parnas al tzibur should only appoint such a person who has a kupa shel shratzim behind him. He has a past history that is what to be embarrassed about. So because he knows that he has an embarrassing past, so it won't go to his head. He won't be such a big
nut. He's got skeletons, like a politician.
Skeletons in his closet, and he knows about the skeletons, so he's got to behave. He's not going to be such a big knocker, right? So the Gemara says that's why David HaMelech was appointed as the Melech, because it had a kupish l'shotzer behind him. It was mimenet yotzu diri kivushim in Hashemayim. They wanted Yehuda to sin with this Tamar, with the prostitute, such a scandalous thing over here. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishos, writes, Kodem Matan Torah, you didn't have to get married, you can have an affair with a prostitute. And he gives the Moshe with Yehuda. He starts off with Yehuda, Hilchos Ishos. After Matan Torah, you're not allowed to do that anymore. Not allowed. So how does Yehuda act like this? So the Baskel comes up, Min HaShemayim says, Mimenu Yotze Dibri Kivushim. This whole thing was Min HaShemayim, because they wanted that David HaMelech should have a Kupish Al Shotzim in his background, in his past history, that it shouldn't go to his head. Unfortunately, in every generation, there are people appointed Parnas Alatzibur, and it does go to the head. And the Gemara says the Rebbeinu Shlom sheds one of the three tears every day on those people that power corrupts. Power corrupts, a terrible thing.
Person has a light on the porch that goes on when you walk by.
Yeah.
So on Shabbos, you know, I walk by there.
You should avoid it, yeah.
So is that, and what kind of koach is that? How does that relate to a koach?
I'm walking, mind my own business. The walking is mutter, but it's a psik resha. By my walking, I'm going to cause the light to go on. So that's a psik resha.
So it's not a koach in the way we're talking tonight.
Is that a koach?
It's like you're causing something to happen.
Right. By my walking, I know I'm going to cause the light to go on.
And if there's a lot of light around there anyway, and that you don't care. So
I don't really need it. So it's a psigration de la nichala. Psigration de la nichala is a machlaikas of Rishanim, whether it's mutter l'chatchila or not. So here, there is a Rashbo who says that this is better than psigration de la nichala. Psigration de la nichala means if I'm handling the thing. But yeah, I'm walking over there, and the light goes on over there. Yeah, if I'm scratching my back on the wall, and there's a switch behind me, and I know by scratching my back, the switch is going to go on. But I'm not interested in the light. I just have an itch. So that's a psigresha dola nichla. I'm not interested in the light. But yeah, I'm not even touching the switch.
So that would be mutzal chachila. If there's other light in the background, and you're walking by, and you know the light always goes on, and you can do that every Shabbos.
No. So that's a machlag. So whether psigresha dola nichla is butter or not. So we recommend lachatchila should avoid. But here it's better than that. Here the Rashba says, I'm not even handling over here. I'm walking over here, and because of the beams, whatever it is, that causes the light to go on. I'm not interested at all. I'm not doing the pula there. So the Rajbo said this is Hetta Goma.
So the Rosh Hashanah said that.
So the Ran disagrees with the Rajbo. He says, no, it's a regular psychration.
So it's not the same thing as when you put your hand under this the electronic. That makes the water go on.
Yeah, like here I want it. Here I want it to happen. There, I'm not interested in the whole thing. I'm not doing it at all. So Mikra Adin is really mutter. Look, whenever you walk, you're being you're always being photographed now. So we follow the Rashba. We all like the Rashba. But we try to avoid it. Whenever possible, you try to be machmir for the Ran. The Ran holds that it's a segregation of Nichalei, which is a machlekes Rishonim, so you should really avoid it.
If you can't avoid it, then Mikra Adin. People have the video cameras on, the people coming into the house on Shabbos.
Right.
When you come in, they keep it on Shabbos.
Yeah, that's not right. That's not right.
I don't think so either.
I walk in front of the house and they're looking inside. By my walking, I cause my image to be. If I stand in front of a mirror, that's not called ksiva. It's just a reflection. But this is not a reflection. That's not right. They shouldn't leave the camera on Shabbos.
So when Rosh Hashanah was talking about Kaylee and Mechuba the Karka, not Mechuba the Karka, I think Rosh Hashanah has a whole idea about refrigerators. Sometimes it could be, it can't be.
No, some Gedolim held that any electrical appliance that only functions when it's plugged into the wall, some say that that's called Mechubal HaKarka. So they say that a toaster does need, Tfilas Kelim, because you have to, plug it in, so then it's not called the Kli. You only need Tfilas Kelim if it's a Kli, and since it only functions if it's plugged in, so that's called Mechubal HaKarka. That's not a Kli. So this Pashta says that it is a Kli.
The light would be the same thing as the doors that open automatically. I walk by and
Right, she really tried to avoid it because the Ran disagrees with that Rashba. Ran holds that it's a regular psik reisha lo nichalei, but several achrayim paskin like the Rashba, Yeshuas Yankif and Abdinez and a few others write that we should really paskin like the Rashba, that it's not even called the psik reisha lo nichalei. It's more mutter than psik reisha lo
nichalei. In terms of filling a mikveh, it's like a water tower.